This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you ever doubt the resilience of the human spirit, check out a new book by a woman named Ping Fu. She's the founder and CEO of a 3D software company called Geomagic. She's been honored by the White House. She's been an Entrepreneur of the Year, and the American government has named her an outstanding American. All this after surviving a harrowing childhood in China during the Cultural Revolution, after her parents were sent away to a re-education camp. Her new memoir is called Bend Not Break, A Life in Two Worlds. Ping Fu, welcome to the Marketplace.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you said the Red Guard used to force you to recite the words, "I'm a bug, my life is worthless." Did you believe it at the time?
After I repeated many times that I was nobody, I started to believe it.
You essentially had no formal education from the time you were 8 years old until the time you were about 18. Were you learning anything during that time?
I did learn a lot of things when I was working in the factories. So I think of myself as a maker because I learned how to build radios, TV sets, speedometer for cars.
And you faced a lot of adversity during that time. I mean, you were gang raped when you were 10. By some teenage boys in the Red Guard. Your sister almost drowned. You saved her. How did you survive all that?
I think it was my little sister. I felt enormous responsibility to take care of her. Without her, I don't know what I would do. I probably would be killed or be much careless about protecting my own life. But with the little girl next to me, I had to survive.
Now, eventually, after the Cultural Revolution, the universities opened up again, and you said you had a voracious appetite for learning. What did you do?
I was like a sponge, and I wanted to be an astronaut, but I was assigned to study Chinese literature. And that turns out to be just such a blessing. I couldn't believe that reading literature, watching movie, talking about play, you call that study, and I want to learn everything and anything that's in front of me.
And then you came to this country and you knew three words. What were they?
Help, thank you, hello.
Help, thank you, and hello. It's amazing. You did get your degree in computer science in this country, and you became a leader at the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, and you are now the CEO of a 3D computer software company whose clients include NASA. Now, that's like the amazing immigrant story.
I lived such an amazing life in two drastically different worlds, and I never imagined I would arrive at where I am. And being a little girl wanted to be an astronaut and couldn't even study that field, and to end up to provide technology that helps secure the safety return of astronauts, I feel like life came to the full circle. And I am living in the American dream.
When you look back on the hardships of your childhood, how do you think they allowed you to get where you are today?
When I grew up, I learned a lot about self-learning, and I learned a lot about adapting to changes. And I have to have a lot of resilience.
Right.
And all of those things like self-learning, adaptive changes, and the enduring power of resilience are the quality of successful entrepreneurs.
What is your best advice for young people in this country who want to become entrepreneurs?
First of all, you have to understand who you are authentically and then understand why you want to do what you do. Some people think they start a company because they didn't like to work for anyone. That's the wrong reason.
Huh.
Or if you just wanted to make money, that's not the reason either.
So making money isn't a good reason to become an entrepreneur?
I don't think so. I think you don't make money just because you want to make money. You make money because you create value.
Ping Fu is founder and CEO of Geomagic. Her new book is Bend, Not Break. Ping Fu, thanks so much for talking with us.
Good to be here.